Good morning.
All right. Irresistibly Awful number 212. Matt and John, and John picks this week's movie, Dudes and Dragons, or Dragon Warriors. John, what did you think of this one?
Well, there was a lot to unpack here, wasn't there? You know, you got dragons. That's sure. He's sorcerer. I think a troll in here. Elves. Orcs, goblins, not Milbon, one.
We definitely got goblins.
You know, one thing I got out of this movie, you know, we always look for certain things that we really like, and one of them was a really cool name. How cool is Shockdor? I mean, that's the coolest name. I was like, that was so sweet. Shockdor and Ramicus. I was like, this is fantastic.
I gotta say, Shockdor is one of my favorite characters. Might be my favorite person. I don't know.
He was pretty awesome, yeah.
Yeah, and
doesn't speak any English in the whole movie, but just subtitles like, either. We really don't know what he said.
I think I like this movie more than I should have. Like, it's not good, but
right.
You know what I mean? I think there's actually a movie I would really like in here somewhere. Like, I like Ramicus. I think he's pretty funny.
Yep.
Throughout the movie, there's parts in it that are funny, you know. There's weird, a lot of, I think,
there's some weirdness. Yeah. So we get like a mixture of several kinds of movies in here, right? We get a little Lord of the Rings. We get a little bit of, what was I going to say? I'm blanking totally right now. The HBO series we just watched. What was that?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, right? We've got a little bit of Game of Thrones going. We got a little Princess Bride action. There's a little bit of Star Wars.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. Let's talk about that. And I got to talk about this. The carriage they're driving around, because I'm not sure how it works.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet, got to admit. Thinking of the equipment and technology of the time, they were ahead of the game.
Yeah, I'm just guessing they're going to throw that magic word at it, right? Yeah, it's just magic shit, you know.
Ramicus could have, like, patented that and started a factory and sold those all across the land.
Yeah, man. Horseless carriage?
Yep.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's I told you when you told me to pick this movie, I did a quick look up, and the tagline was Courage, Valor, and Booty.
Mm-hmm.
There's some booty movie.
Yep. The bathing scene was pretty funny. Yeah.
And then there's Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer TV show. He's the what do you call him? The not a wizard. What is he? You know, he's
sorcerer.
He wants to bang his cousin.
Yeah. We get Luke Perry.
Yeah,
for a little bit. Yeah, 90210.
Oh, man. I wonder how much he got paid for his 6 minutes on the screen or whatever he had here.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I saw him. I was like, wow, he's in this movie and he's dead. Okay.
Like, look at that. That's Luke Perry. He's in the. Oh, now he's gone. I was like Tara Reid in the in the party bus to hell or something.
Right? Ah, yes, yes, the bus party.
Party bus party to hell. Yeah.
Yes, yes, that's of course number 98. But yeah, this movie, it does have it all. You know, kissing cousins, dragons.
We got sword play, we got catching arrows midair, we got sorcery, bolted lightning bolts, and trolls and
love,
dragons,
man. Love.
And love. Yes, there's a love story in all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. And see if I can get this right. We have the dragon. It's a Dolva Noog.
Dolva Noog. Yes, don't call it a Dover Dog. Dolva Noog. There's two dots over the O. It makes it a Noog.
So the point of this dragon is we got Lord Tensley, the guy who wants to marry his cousin, the sorcerer.
Mm-hmm.
He has the dragon. I would, what is it? Not trained, but also injected with a special goo?
Yeah, mind control drugging, I guess.
And the dragon can sniff out when somebody's in love, and his job is to kill them only during the day.
Yeah, he is an enchanted fire-breathing dragon specifically trained to murder anyone showing outward signs of love.
Like, what? Except at night. If you want to bang at night,
yeah,
feel free.
You can take a nap.
He's got to rest up.
Maybe it's like, you know, supercharged by solar rays. He was like Superman, you know, needs the sunlight.
Yes, it's and you know, you're not gonna get Transformers graphics in this movie, so the dragon is pretty funny looking.
You know, you're not expecting much, and I think they did better than you were expecting for graphics.
I would say so.
I could have expected much worse out of this, you know. Somebody in a gorilla suit, you know, pretending to be a zombie.
Yeah, coming off zombies and werehaw.
That was a great outfit, the werehaw. One mask and two gloves. Done.
I will forever hear him having those dog noises as he jumps on the roof. I'm telling you. All right, anyway, so we start with they call this creature a Gornok.
Yeah.
Chasing people. We got a hot babe tied up.
Yep, got to have a sacrificial virgin. You know, they need their love too.
And we got Luke Perry's here to save the day. And he's talking to his buddy here, Ramicus, about how he's so much better than Ramicus.
Yep, so much better in every way.
But he kind of sucker punches him and takes off to save the babe.
I'm a little surprised you want to go do that solo. Like, having a partner seems like a smart idea in this move. Now, I get, you know, maybe he wants to take all the credit and all the reward, whatever. But, you know, with a giant beast like that, maybe you'd like to have some help.
Yeah, especially against this beast. Luke Perry's name is Lorash.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he saves the babe and he gets some sweet smooching for saving the babe. But Ramicus is like, hey, watch out for that there love-hating dragon. And Luke Perry says, shut your ass. And then the dragon breathes a fire on the babe and kills her.
Yeah, immediately burns her to death and eats Luke Perry. Yeah.
And you're like, wow, all right. All right.
I had to look it up because, you know, Luke Perry had passed away in 2019. He was 52 years old. He had a stroke.
Oh,
pretty young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll admit it. I watched 90210. I did. Yeah.
Was this his last feature film?
Oh. Oh, boy. What a way to go out. No, I feel like there was another movie he was in.
Maybe. I didn't look through his videography portfolio. We've had other actors that the movie we were watching was their last movie. It was like Wagons East, right? Or what?
Oh, yeah. Like old John Candy's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wagons East. Number 34, John. 34. So we cut to the title Dragon Warriors. I don't know, John. Dudes and Dragon. But there's only one dragon. Dudes and Dragon.
Yeah.
Is there
not sure which way they were going for, why they decided to change it or not, you know. They did at the very end of the movie, like in the credits, they had a Dragon Warriors song. And like they would have had a theme song that would have made sense, you know. I don't know.
We love a good theme song.
But I think when they got picked up, when they got, you know, by a studio or something, they changed the name. This was a Kickstarter movie. So they got crowdfunded to make this one.
Wow. And now you're going to tell me there's a sequel?
That's
no? No?
Oh. Yeah, I haven't looked. I didn't see one. I don't think so.
I didn't look it up. I don't know. So we meet some more people here. Camelon, John.
I kept calling him Cammy. I like that. But Camelon, he's Ramicus's brother. And he's getting a ring to put on his girlfriend, and it's a healing stone on this ring. He proposes to her with this healing stone. She's an elf. Okay, that's fine. I don't know, whatever. But you know, he's talking and yapping away, and I said, okay, here's a top tip, ladies. If your man won't stop a yapping, stick his face in your, you know, bosom. Mm-hmm. He'll stop yapping. He was going on, and she's like, all right, that's enough. And she just shoves his face.
Nice little tip.
Works every time.
So we meet Lord Tensley, who, like I said, controls the dragon, and he also has his cousin Babe chained up. Her name is Enogard. Guard? Gad?
That's what I wrote. Enogard? Yeah.
Most of the movie things I wrote, I just put down Babe chained up.
Chained up Babe.
Why is she chained up? I don't know.
Maybe he doesn't want her to run away, I guess.
Just until he can. I didn't think he was trying to marry her. I thought he was just trying to bang her, but he's trying to marry her and bang her.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah,
you can't just bang your cousin. You got to marry her first. Let's not be creepy. All right.
Another helpful tip coming at you. So Cammy here, he's hanging out with his parents, and they kind of don't like the fact that he's gonna marry an elf lady.
I was like, that's racist. And then he goes on to say, well, if you do, the law of the land means we lose everything as a family, our land, our home, everything. Like, well, you know what? I think he has a good point.
Yeah. But then Cam's like, well, you know, she is pretty hot. So the Anno Guard, she's able to send a dragonfly with a message.
This is kind of Lord of the Rings style, like, you know, Gandalf the Grey on top of the tower talking to a moth, and then the moth flies off to get help, right? So she does this. She's talking to this dragonfly, and this dragonfly flies off to go get help. She's like, I need a hero. Find me a hero.
I need a hero. Then we cut to Ramicus, and he's fighting. I just wrote down an ugly guy slash creature. I didn't know who this was going to turn out to be, John. Let me tell you.
I went with orc right away. I said Ramicus fighting an orc. Yeah,
you nailed that one.
Nailed it.
His orc roommate, Shockdor.
Great name.
I got a better one for you for the movie I picked, John. I just happened to be looking at the names. And hold on, I want to find it again so I have it for you later. Because I was like, hit this guy's name. I almost don't want to give it away. What movie I picked.
All right.
Oh, God. John, it's so good. It's so good.
Oh, exciting. Yay!
I kind of went with a different feel. I didn't pick a movie, as far as I know, that kills people. So, you know.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay, where was I?
So now, Camelon and his manservant, Samton, are questing to find Ramicus, because he is his brother. And if he can convince his brother to get married and take over the family tree, then Camelon would be free to marry an elf. So they end up finding their way to Ramicus's house, and he's like, I don't know, I don't know. And then Samton's like, just do it. Grab a hold of those knockers and. He goes, hold your eyes and grab a hold of those knockers before I do. And like, I'm like, what? And then you look at the door and it's got two big door knockers on it. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, two big old door knockers.
I think if I ever put knockers on my door, I'm putting two of them on there. I think that's.
Yeah, see, when John wins that lottery, he's going to have some golden knockers.
That's right.
On the front door, right there.
I get my $1 billion. I'm getting myself a pair of golden knockers.
So Ramicus, yeah, he says he won't help. But then the dragonfly shows up, John. This message is an exact copy of the R2-D2 message.
From Star Wars, it is totally. Ramicus is about to smash it, and Shockdor stops him, and then it does the like hologram, just like R2-D2 does, and
hologram.
Edegard is talking to it, totally like Star Wars, and he's telling him that she needs someone to help and all this crap, and then she's like, "What did she say?" She's like, I'm gonna offer my heart, my soul, and my body. And then, yeah. Well, now Ramicus is starting to get interested.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. But the line she ends with was great. Was the, help me if you want to hold me. You're my only hope. Loved it.
Yeah, he's like, well, fire up the horseless carriage. We're heading up on an adventure.
Yep. Gotta go. So if they can capture the Dovernug, and hold it overnight. Then she will reward them with castle and land and her heart, soul, and body, if you know what I mean. So, yep. So they're like, okay, well, let's get the... Well, I forget what he called his wagon. Do you remember what he called? He gave it a name.
No.
Like, he's got this, like, war carriage.
It's like a B6.
But it's like no horses. This is definitely a time when you should have had horses. What do you think this was? Like, steam-powered? Or... Because there's no steam coming out of it. You don't see coal burning. Like, they were burning wood. But, like, if it was steam-powered, you thought you might have had a steam stack or something, but whatever. They just...
I don't know. It's a fascinating machine is what it is.
It is amazing. It is amazing. He has, like, one seat at the top in the front to control it. And then, like, the other two, Shockdor and Samton and Cammy. Cammy rode a horse, didn't he? So the other two, they're like... hanging off the side and hanging off the back, like, okay, whatever. Setting up seats was not a priority in the war machine, but boy, did they have weapons. They had that thing stacked.
Oh, man, what is this?
They didn't really use them, but they they had lots and lots of weapons in there.
So yeah.
This thing must have weighed like 3 tons with all the steel axes and knives and blades.
Yeah, it just rolls out like it's John Wick shopping for knives. Oh, man. It has a fireproof netting that it can shoot out.
Yeah, mithril. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a heart gun and knife show on wheels.
yeah, so... they're going to start their adventure, but then they're like, what's that awful smell? That must be goblins in heat.
Is that some, did you know that? Did you know when goblins are heat, they let off a terrible stank? I guess,
I don't know, Jay. We watched Troll 2, and they never mentioned that. They never mentioned that,
yeah. Of course, I don't feel like the goblins in Troll 2 were as horny. Maybe they weren't
in heat. What's it smell like?
Oh.
Moist taint?
Oh, God.
Moist goblin taint.
It's got to start with the word moist. I think you're right.
Woodland moist taint is what it is. Boy, yeah. So I guess the thing is, they're like, yeah, they can't travel at night, or they risk getting goblin mated with.
That doesn't sound very good. He's like, you don't want to get a goblin tag team. You don't want to get in on that.
Oh boy. Yeah, because they see something later on about rescuing Cam, and they're like, yeah, you were about to I can't remember what they say to him. Like, he's gonna get banged by a goblin. I was like, oh boy.
Yeah. Like,
Lord Tensley, the dragonfly returns, he squishes it. I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
They arrive to, okay, what's this girl's name? Larrick?
Yeah, so Larrick is with, I forget the other girl's name, but the friendly sorceress,
Yeah,
Belvedere or something like that.
I have no idea. I literally have no idea.
Yeah, but she was like painting her teeth in that scene.
Yeah, very interesting.
Not whitening, but painting.
That's old school whitening, John. It's old school.
That's what you used to do. Yeah, put some lead paint on there.
Gotta look good here, you know. She thinks she's got a shot with old Ramethkiss for showing up here.
That's right.
I guess his job is bounty hunter, I believe is what he says.
Yes, Ramekiss is a bounty hunter. I don't really know what Cammy does. I think he's just going after the booty. But apparently, Cammy is very good at with a blade, especially when shaving around the nipple.
It's weird because this whole movie, old Cammy here, he's talking with little accent, and he's got this blonde hair. Ramekiss is the complete opposite. He's like, "Why are you talking like that? Why are you so hair on your body?"
He's like, "Yeah, it's like I don't. You can't have that accent. We haven't been apart that long. If we grew up together, you know, and like you should be hairy like me. Obviously, you're shaving every day." And then, yeah.
So they arrive here, but uh-oh, the dragon's here, and it actually tries to take Larrick, but Okami here does a dagger throw, saves her, but she's hurt, John.
Yeah, and apparently getting hurt by a dragon is not something you can just use a healing stone on. I don't know why you'd have a healing stone if it's not going to help.
Yeah, what are the limits on this thing, man? Come on.
Yeah, come on now. Like, if you use this healing stone with some Neosporin and a bandage, your minor cut will heal within 1 to 2 weeks.
Pour in some, what was I watching? The Equalizer, where he has a wound, he pours some honey on it. So maybe get some honey. You get some sticky honey and throw that on your gaping wound.
Is there nothing honey can't do?
So one thing we forgot to mention, this sweet ass carriage has a catapult.
Yeah. It's interesting that his machine of war can launch things, and he does. He launches some rocks, and then he just decides to launch a barrel of wine. I think it's wine.
He thinks so, too.
Which hits the dragon and explodes in a fireball and burns the dragon, and he flies away. But they're like, oh, there goes the... It's like Pirates of the Caribbean, but why is the rum gone?
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, the only thing that can save her is the talon from the dragon. They're like, all right. So now we got to go after that.
Sound like hair of the dog. You got to take the poison of what hurt you, save you.
And so the witch lady, I don't know, sorcerer lady, I don't know.
Whatever she is. Yeah, she's kind of more of a witch than a sorceress, right? Kind of.
She's the. This was funny when she's gives old manservant Sam this little bottle, and he's like, "Oh, is this cologne?"
Chanel number 5.
No, it's super strength potion, John.
Super strength. One drop is all you need.
And she gives Shock Door, I still don't know what this thing does, a glow stick.
It's a glow stick, yep.
I don't know.
It's like a Harry Potter wand with a little glowing crystal at the top.
It does.
And you're like, wow, that's pretty worthless. And then Ramekiss, he gets like the most worthless one.
I don't know why he got that.
So he gets a little cloth with a self-portrait of Cammy. Camelon's like self-portrait. He's like, okay, what really? She's like, trust me, when the time comes, you'll know what to do. He's like, all right, that's enough.
All right. Yeah. Enogard, tied up girl, not tied up anymore. For some reason, for this whole movie, she's trying to help the dragon. I guess it's because it's not the dragon's fault, is what she says. Why it's going out and eating people, trying to love on people. So she's trying to help this thing throughout the whole movie. When it comes back with its wine burns, or whatever it has.
Yeah.
So, when they go back to Ramakus and they're riding a carriage around, this little conversation I thought was pretty funny when he's talking to Sam about Cammy, and he basically is like, why is Cammy all of a sudden acting like a creepy queer? Sam's like, I don't know.
What's with that accent? What's going on?
He's trying to figure it out why he's acting this way. So they forget about the horny goblins because old Cammy gets taken by some horny goblins.
No.
Maybe you
Oh,
need a kid to, or you need some, what is it, John? Hold on. It's there. Milk. Wasn't it milk? You need some milk to deal with these goblins.
some chunky milk. Yeah.
Or a kid to pee on some food. You know,
Yeah,
whatever.
that
Whatever.
might
Weird fucking
work.
movie. But I'll say this. If you haven't watched Troll 2, you gotta watch Troll 2.
Oh yeah, it's a must.
I don't know about Troll 1,
Yep, we don't know.
but Troll 2, yeah, you gotta watch it. Yeah, and you'll get a craving for popcorn. Just trust me.
Yes. Like a busload of it. You'll want it.
Oh, so yeah, he gets taken by the horny goblin.
Yep.
So we got to get a rescue mission in here, and you got to bring your fire because goblins hate fire.
Fire bad. Course, like what happens right when they get there? It starts raining and the fire goes out. Yep, that's bad.
So then we get an epic battle, John, with my favorite subtitle, energetic rock music.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Shock door being, he was just whooping people. He was left and right taking them out, and Ramakis is fighting hard, and Sammy, he knows he's outmatched, so he grabs his bottle of Red Bull and it gives him wings, and he goes Super Saiyan on him, and he just goes crazy. And in fact, it was funny. Like in one of the, they did all these slow-mo scenes, right? Slow-mo fight scenes. And when Samton is like Super Saiyan fighting, he is slow-mo for like one or two times in the scene. I was like, this dude looks like a fat Matt Stafford, like a young, chunky Matt Stafford. I was like, wow, that's cool.
You say go deep. Oh man. Oh boy. Boy, John, you see these cons? Like, what is going on with these people getting paid all this money? Good Lord.
So much money.
Oh, man. Ah, but it'll all be worth it when we got that Super Bowl championship next year. And so,
Coming. It's happening.
yeah, I'm telling you. Yep, you see how Joe Burrow got hurt? That paves the way for the Browns to get there. So there you go.
Oh man, here we
Yeah, I told
go.
you, didn't I? Didn't I tell you?
Oh
Didn't I
my
tell you?
goodness. I'm like, it's college fund and buying a ticket.
Just one.
Just one. Yep, that's all I can afford.
I
Sorry,
didn't see
everyone.
anything about it. I just saw that he got hurt at practice without getting hit. Did they say what happened to him? Do you know what
I don't
happened to
know.
him?
I did not follow.
It's never good when you're just running around and you start limping. It's never
Yeah. Yeah,
good. Never good.
that's bad.
Let me see if I can figure it out real quick here what they're saying. 2 weeks with a calf strain. That's it? Oh.
So he's gonna miss preseason. Whatever.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Might miss the beginning of preseason where he wasn't gonna play anyway.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, so old Sammy's beating up everybody. Well, they save old Cammy.
Yep. No goblin orgy tonight.
Not on my watch, sir.
No.
Old Tensley, Lord Tensley, he's mad at the dragon, so he's going to inject him with some super duper magic juice. So he's an unstoppable beast.
But Enogard, Enogard, or Khaleesi's mother of dragons, she keeps intervening and stopping him from injecting the dragon with his super juice.
Yeah, he's like, he's about to do it. And she's like, you know, she's trying to stop him. And then she's like, well, you can bang me. And he's like, what's that now?
What's that?
So they do some smooching.
Yep.
It was interesting when they kiss. Right after they kiss, she goes over and kisses the dragon.
To get the taste out of her mouth.
We cut back to the old group of guys here, and we get a montage of eating.
Slow-mo eating scene, question mark.
This is interesting. Yeah.
I can't say we've had that before. Do you? Slow-mo eating montage. I don't think I've had that one.
No, usually it's no clothes changing, hat putting on, you know, these kind of things. But yeah, so, but while that's happening, we got old Cammy starts hearing some chanting coming from the local watering hole.
Yeah. He catches the sight of a woman who is apparently looks like Lyric bathing naked in the local watering hole. He can't quite see all the goods. We get like a branch in the way, and then some leaves in the way, and then some birds in the way.
Yeah, he's like, oh. But never crosses his mind that, you know, she's dying from a dragon wound.
Yeah, and probably didn't travel, you know, 15 hours straight to take a bath that happened to be next to your camp. Yeah, I don't think that's what happened.
This is what happens.
But she's like,
guys, see? Mm-hmm.
Beautiful naked woman in the water says, bathe with me. And you're like, okay.
We forget everything that makes sense.
Yep. Well, top tip number two.
That's right. So he's like, all right, let me take all this stuff off. I'll be with you in 1 second. He goes to bathe with her, and turns out she's, I called her a sea hag. water morphling?
Yeah, I've never heard that one. Water morphling. Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, I would have went with, I mean, a siren I think would have been fine, but whatever. Yeah. Water morphling.
Yeah.
But Broski comes and saves him so he doesn't drown.
Yeah, that I think that's what I was looking for. I couldn't think of that word, John. I'm glad I was trying to think of that one. So yeah, they save him. They're like, "Well, you're dumb." And they're like, "Well, what are we gonna do here?" And they're like, "Well, there's the only thing we can do. We're gonna put a wig, skirt, and bra on shock door here." And I'm like, "Oh boy, John, I'm like, where are we going with this? Where are we going?" Man.
Yeah. So now we got Pirates of the Caribbean. Right, we got them dressing up as women on a boat, kind of thing. Right, so they're
poor Shockdor. He's got to put all this stuff on.
Oh yeah, got some pine cone bra and some straw hair.
And then him and Sam are supposed to just prance around with each other and pretend like they love.
Yeah, they're frolicking. And then we even get some theme music from Titanic. That's boy. In case you were curious, that's Titanic 1, not Titanic 2.
Yeah. I don't remember the soundtrack to Titanic 2, to tell you the truth. I'm not sure Celine Dion is on that one. I don't think she is. I don't think so.
I don't think we made it to Celine Dion. It wasn't quite that high quality.
Yeah, they're Titanic-ing it up here. And, well, you know what? It kind of worked, because the dragon does show up.
And I'm like, and the dragon's chasing Sammy. I'm like, he's going to die.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought, too. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yep, Sammy's dead. But he hides under, deer blind? And so they use the old catapult with mithril net, and they capture the dragon. I'm like, well, there they go. They did the job.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Sammy is still filled with rage over his girlfriend, fiance, all about to die. So he's going to kill the dragon right then and there, which didn't make any sense. All he needed was her talon, right? All he needed to do was do a little toe clipping, and his part of this journey could have been done. And he like leave Shakhtar and Ramicus there to collect the bounty.
Yeah, right. Everybody been. She would have been alive. He would have got the other booty and
the end.
Yeah, right. Well, I was trying to figure out why they didn't just go. It seemed like they knew where the dragon lair was. And I'm like, why don't they just go get it at night? You got past the goblin,
Yep.
But anyway, so, Cammy and old Ramicus, they fight over him wanting to kill it. So he does chop at it. It gets mad, breaks free, flies away. There goes that plan. Way to go.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't work out. So now nobody's happy. Well done. Well done, Cammy.
Yeah, now we got to track it back to where it went. Enegard is reading Lord Tensley a story.
Yeah, like a bedtime story. Like it's weird. Yeah.
And this Lord Tensley guy, John, very interesting powers this guy has, right? So he's got the magic potion pot.
Yep.
Where he can see, I guess, what the dragon sees or what just happened.
Right, he gets to basically rewatch the movie from a few minutes ago via his witch's brew and he figures out what's going on, Enegard's trickery, and he's all upset, disappointed. And I'm like, man, it's like a Sunday afternoon watching the Lions game. I understand exactly how this feels, buddy.
Oh, you'll see, John.
This will be the year.
telling you. She's like, all right, yeah, you can bang me. And he's like, well, I'll get the altar ready. All right,
yep. Here we go. Because he's about to use the super dose of hate juice on the dragon. She's like, just bury me. We'll be done with this.
So, Sam catches up with Cammy, who ran away, and I loved it when he just punches him for bitch crying.
Yes. Just punches him. Get your shit together. he goes, you hit me. He goes, yeah, and I'll hit you 1,000 times more if you keep crying. What?
Oh, that's a good manservant for you right there.
Get your crap together. Let's go.
And so we cut back to Lord Tensley, and he has a giant chained up on the roof of his mountain lair, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Was he a giant or a troll or something? And feeds him a mouse. It was kind of gross.
That's not going to fill him up. And so Tensley also gets, what is this? His, a mirror to do the ceremony of himself. What is this? His own reflection?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like, you know, when he's mirror, mirror
it's
on
like
the
evil
wall.
Ash. You know, it's like evil Ash.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like when Ash pops out another head off his body.
Oh, man.
He's talking to himself in the mirror, and this guy's doing the ceremony.
But he says it's his dad. He called
he
him
does?
Dad at one time. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I missed that one. All right. Whatever.
But,
sure.
But
why
it's
not?
Definitely just him. I mean, it's definitely him. You know, I don't know. Yeah, there's danger in the air. So they're going to do their vows in this wedding, right? And I got to say, Lord Tensley had some pretty decent vows. He goes, as long as you stay loyally by my side and never leave me and never speak ill of my deeds and never question me and always stay strictly obedient to every word I speak as long as you shall live.
I think I had the same one.
I think that was well thought out, yeah.
Last thing Enegard wants to do is marry this guy. So she's like, well, don't I get to read my vows? And she rolls out like a encyclopedia here of vows. So she's going to start this story of her life vows to try to not marry this guy.
Stall, yeah, and you know, kind of it was one of those. She laid it out like all these guys she's been with. My first love was this,
oh,
and then
boy.
This guy, and then this guy. Oh, you know,
yeah, I believe she said something about a centaur or something.
Yeah, you know what that means.
I'm getting married. Well, she
called
did
him
get married.
Warrior, poet, and centaur prince.
Like, yeah.
Meanwhile, Shakdor carries Cammy up the cliff. This is Princess Bride style when you know, carries him up the cliff of insanity.
He carries him up while he's holding his glow stick that never does anything.
Never does anything. Yep.
But old Ramicus beats them up there, and he objects to the ceremony right at the objects part.
Smooth.
So
what do you do but sick your giant troll after the man who says object? And you're like, oh, this is going to be an epic battle. But all Ramicus has to do is, like, parry to the left, and the beast flies off the cliff and the end.
Yeah, that's it.
I thought that was funny.
And we see some more of Tensley's powers here. He can shoot little zaps of lightning out of his fingers. I guess that's what that is.
And he can teleport. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He got the Nightcrawler teleportation.
Yeah. That could have come in handy in a minute, but you know.
Not just that, Green Lantern Hulk fists.
Yeah, you know, that's spot on, John. That's exactly what he starts throwing at old Ramicus here. So he's punching. Well, he's like, well, let's settle this old school. And
right.
Ramicus is like, well, I can beat the crap out of this guy easy. But then he starts busting out the huge Hulk fist and beating the shit out of old Ramicus here. And, you know, it's bad enough if you get punched by him, but when he's doing nipple twist jobs, I mean, oh.
Oh, with Hulk hands? Oh, my
oh,
Lord.
Boy. Oh, boy. I think he threw in a wet willy there, too. I mean, that's,
yeah.
Oh, boy. That's devastating.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough.
Well, for some reason, he doesn't kill him. I don't know why.
He does the old levitate him into the sky.
Sure.
And then let him drop to his doom. Seems fair.
Yeah, but he's still not dead.
Nope.
He's a tough guy, John, I gotta say.
He really is. He is a hero.
But instead, O'Tensley just stabs him with a spear, and he's like, see you later.
Yeah, and at that point, Shakhtar and Cammy show up a little too late.
Yeah, right?
Just to find Ramicus's dead body.
Oh. But there's only something we can do, John. I don't know.
Yeah. Cammy's, mourning over his body, and then he notices he's carrying the scroll with the picture of Cammy on him. He's like, oh, he really does love me.
Oh.
So then he realizes he has the old healing ring on his pinky. Mm-hmm. Shoves that on Ramicus, and, no problem.
Yeah, we're good to go. Because Tensley there, he chains Enegard back up. Then Ramicus pops in there, and he's like, oh, hi there. But Tensley's like, ha, I'm going to inject the dragon with the super magic goop. So good luck.
Yeah. Yep. They try shooting an arrow at him, and he just catches it. So now that Dovernug is injected. And what does he tell him to do? He says something specific. I didn't write down.
I had no idea.
Something like go destroy these the one that's ruining my whatever. And so the Dovernug just eats the sorcerer. They're like, what happened? And they're like, well, he's the one who's been ruining his own life. Like, oh yeah, good point.
Yeah. Like, okay. And so he gets eaten, and the dragon's like, well, let me help you out there, Cammy. And rips off his own talon and gives it to him.
Yep. Bites off his toenail, talon. And then it's like, well, you need to get back quick. Best way to get there is flying. So Cammy hops on back of old Dovernug and flies back to his lady. Meanwhile, Ramicus and Enegard are like, well, what do you want to do? They do some making it.
Yeah, that seemed to work out well. And then, Cammy arrives just in time to save, and the dragon sticks his head in the window, and Cammy says, his name is Noogie.
Yeah. He didn't have a lot of time, but he sure learned how to train his pet dragon right away. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did it.
This dragon starts to pant like a dog in the window.
Yep.
But yeah, so now he's got his Noogie the dragon. So, of course, she's all better. They throw the talon in the dragon soup or whatever the hell thing they're making over there. But, they got married. Next thing you know, they're like, oh, they're on the dragon. They're off to, right away, they're going to be gone for a week or two of banging. So,
yep.
Good day, people.
Yeah, everyone is in love and kissing. And even the dragonfly comes back to show a hologram of a female orc for Shakhtar.
Oh,
we don't really know what that's all about. We got another quest, maybe. Dudes and Dragons 2, I'm not sure. It could be.
Poor Shakhtar. He's watching everybody kissing and making out. And he's like, oh, no. Then the fucking mosquito shows up. And this Princess Leia hologram with this Shakhtar with a wig going, oh, and Shakhtar's like, oh, boy. And they're like, fire up the Kia wagon. We're going on another journey.
Let's get going.
That's how we end.
That's Dudes and Dragons.
They did have some outtakes in the credits. That was fun. I like that.
Yeah, I saw them.
Don't mind that.
Yeah, that's always fun. I do like that. But yeah, not too bad, John. I gotta say, yep.
Probably better than it should have been. Yeah, I think.
I agree. My movie, like I said, I'm not doing something that kills people, as far as I know. This appears to be, it wants to be a comedy. 2009, this is on Amazon. It's called Deep in the Valley. And
the Valley. It's like a Valley Girl kind of thing. It's just like
I've had this on my I've been watching this one. But so the description is: a mysterious video booth transports two friends to an alternate reality straight out of a porno film.
Oh, sold.
So
sold.
And it's got some star power, John. We're talking Star Lord himself, Chris Pratt.
What?
Is the main person.
Oh my.
In the movie. We got Denise Richards.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm already sold.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh man. This is real movie power.
And I'll just tell you, her name in the movie is Summer Eve.
Summer Eve. I like it. I like it. Yep.
But my favorite is Tracy Morgan's in this movie, John.
Yeah.
And it says on IMDb, his name is Bust a Nut.
Oh, I love it.
So that is Busta and then Nut.
Love it.
So yeah, I figured we'll do a little comedy here. It's got a solid 4.4 on the IMDb.
Oh, perfect. This is our kind of movie.
So I we will do that next week, sir, and I will see you tomorrow.
All right, I'll see you then.
See ya.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.